Okay, thanks. So, what is the objective of this project?
So, the first objective is to support the complete life cycle of the engineering of virtual learning environments. We consider that developing a virtual learning environment using learning design concerns four steps. First, you have to make the conception of what Glamz will call the sequence, what we call a scenario of the activity you want to carry out with the students or with the pupils, the learners. For that, as a learning designer, so to use a learning design language, and there are some of the learning design, we use the LDL language, and there is the Glamz language also. The second step is the operationalization, sorry, I use not English pronunciation, too far from me. The operationalization step, which consists in taking what has been designed here, what has been formalized by using the language, most of all, it is external bindings or maybe some graphic text, like in the LAMP environment, and there is an infrastructure which takes this design as an input and which transforms this design into some kind of activity actually running on existing platforms. For instance, Moodle platform, or we have an iOS environment in our university. So you choose the platform on which you want to your activity to run, and then the infrastructure transforms the design into something which runs on the platform. And this is our approach of learning design in the way. It's quite the same with that.
So, to support that, what we propose to do, we have already done some works in the support design, is to create what the information system research community calls methods. Methods is a general term to speak about models, languages, tools, and methodologies. For instance, if you speak about methods in the learning, in the object-oriented domain, UML is a language, the model is the mode. There are tools to support the UML modeling, the object-oriented platform, and there are methodologies to support. First, you build a diagram activity, and then you build sequence diagram, and we want to do the same thing, develop an integrated development environment to support methods dedicated to learning design and to technology and hard learning environments. This is our approach. So, what are the properties needed for the languages, the tools, the models, and so on? First, we consider that languages has to be dedicated to a learning activity. So we have to provide teachers or instructional designers and so on with languages that are expressive enough, that are that give them no restriction about the kind of pedagogy they want to carry out with activities. And it has to be expressive, not to reduce freedom, and to be adapted to educational purposes. So, what is the project overview? We consider that, outils, tools, démarche, approaches, methodologies, models, methods, and this is, in the first step, we are going to build a framework, this kind of video, to first support with tools and languages to support the conception part, so languages to provide to teachers who want to model learning activities. Most of all, we have focused on collaborative activities because of our past researches. Then, to provide tools to support the operationalization model. And there are here links with what we call in French, OIH, which are, I would say, learning management systems, which are virtual learning environments like Moodle, like Simon and so on, which are platforms. You can consider when you take a scenario, you model it, you formalize it by using a language, and then there is a transformation And it is like if each time you are building a new technology and transforming environment, which was not existing at the beginning of the process, and which maybe will not exist anymore once the activity is finished. And so there are lots of this, and we can also see a way of reusing existing applications that are that have already been developed in use, for example, micro worlds or simulation environments and so on. And the operationalization tools have to support the links also with this existing tools. And the last part, the observation part, we have also and we intend to develop tools to support the observation part. The teacher has to be able to see what happens once the activity is going on, to be able first to adapt here, in the first room there. To adapt it means that I see something which maybe was not going in a good manner, something which went wrong, so I have to change the scenario to make another time run it on existing, to make it run another time. And the other arrow there is regulation. It means while the activity is going on, you have tools to see what happens and change the process, change the sequence as it runs, because you consider that maybe it doesn't go as you want, or maybe there are students who have got very interesting ideas, so you want to change something, or maybe there is a resource that is not adapted, and so on. There are events coming from the activity that is you, and you want to change the sequence according to these events.
So, this leads to three phases. The first one, is just to build this framework. Second one, to take into account the observation, the very effective way of the observation modifying the sequence. And the third phase, to take into account the regulation process. Each of these phases are divided into several steps. First, there is the analysis needs, then specification development, experimentation, and we have chosen and we have gotten symmetric involved in early learning in enterprises, in societies, in corporations, and mainly with banks. We have the one bank which is pretty aggressive, which develops lots of early learning applications to learn to their own employees, and then we are going to experiment with some of these scenarios intended for bank employees. Then result analysis, and then process specification and so on, and there is back to the second phase once more.
And so on.
Some evaluation criteria we have defined to measure the quantity of methods products, the usage of the scenarios, the quantity of learning objects and scenario production, etc., etc. The first result we have, there are things that have already been done before the project was set up. So, one of the first results we are using is the LDL language, programming design language. This language has been defined in our university because it was 4 years ago, and we have built it on a model of what is collaborative activity between the people who work together. And we have reused this model and adapted to what could be interested for education opportunities. So there are 7 countries, and we describe all the activities that can be drawn between students by using these concepts and the relationship between these concepts, who are described here in that
UML diagram, mainly is based on interactions, which is essential. We consider that every activity is a set of interaction involve people having roles and who takes place in what we call arena. So place here we are in an arena, we are in this amphitheater, and I am the speaker, you are the people who are listening to me, so we have dual roles, and interaction is to make a presentation, to ask questions, to answer the question, etc., etc. So model this kind of activity by this
concept. Based on that language, we have defined a methodology, so this is another point, another result, which consider that when you want to design an activity or a scenario sequence with students or whatever people, you don't have just to model one sequence. There are several scenarios, in fact, because there are several activities that are intertwined. So we have this distinguish between an organizational activity, observation activity, learning activity per se, and assessment activity. And we consider that each time you make a scenario, you have to consider these four point of views and the way they are linked together. And this is an example here of what we have done for a workshop for a program of an activity involving two groups of students learning in the plan is being example we have developed a TCAT and an assessment activity.
So each activity is modeled by one scenario and the scenario are intertwined.
Among the tools that we have at our disposal, there is an authoring tool, which is based, in fact it is a meta, it's a model authoring tool. You have here the concept of the meta model, here is LDL for example, and you have a way of choosing, okay, I have chosen here a room, a position, okay, I say the position is taken by the people having this role, and
you choose, you build that in a graphical way. Another view of this authoring tool.
The third result is on the operationalization part. That means that we already have an infrastructure which takes scenario expressed in LDL language and transforms this scenario into activities running on existing platform. We have two platforms that can be on which activities can be run. It's a Flow platform and our portal at the university, because we have the gateways to implement to make the link between the resources that are described in an informal way, an informal in the scenario, and the actual resources that are present on the learning platform.
So, here, this learning environment, also what we have done is to reuse some service model in a learning scenario. For example, we have tried to model a service by using the language LDL. For instance, most of the time when we consider learning design, people often use resources, forum, chat, and so on, as black box. You say, okay, I do something in that forum, in that chat, by using that, and it is a black box. You don't know what happens inside that. And you can't regulate the activity, you can't see, you have to take what happens and stop. And the idea here was to say, okay, what happens in the forum is an activity. LDL or other languages have been designed to model activity. So why not reuse this language to describe an activity option in a service, and then to make the link between this description, formal description of a service, a description in forum, a chat, and so on, and the actual resources, tools, services existing on existing platforms. And this is what happens, and it happens not only the model, for example,
with a scenario, okay?
There is a forum. What is the activity occurring in a forum? We can post a new subject, we can answer to a question and so on. Key model is there. With the language, you have a forum scenario describing the activity which may occur in a forum, and then you can reuse this scenario in another learning activity in which, instead of saying just, okay, I want people to have an activity of discussing in the forum, and then the forum, the activity of discussing, is described as a bio scenario. So it can be regulated, modified, and so on.
So, the operational, I have already spoken of LDI. LDI, Learning Design Infrastructure, is the infrastructure we have developed to make the operationalization phase. It takes XML code and provides provides code running on existing platform and makes the links between the resources. He is, for instance, an old copy because it now hasn't got the same of this infrastructure. Here you have at the top here the list of the activities in which one people is involved, and then what he has to do, and then maybe for one interaction, okay, you have to read the instructions. Okay, the instructions appear in that tab, and the person can say, okay, I have written the instructions. I say, I have finished, and it goes on to the next activity to pursue. Okay, so now I wanted maybe to finish just making a parallel with Lamp, because it's the Lamp conference. So and for us, we have already some results, and we still need to improve things and to develop new things. But I think most of all that the approach we have chosen is quite the same as the one which is developed in Lamp. We want to make some free code, we want open source code, sorry. We want to also to provide teachers and people who are not computer scientists with tools, methodologies to help them build their activities with students, activities running on existing platforms and by reusing existing resources. This is the main objective of this work. What we would like to do is to provide teachers with tools like editors, for example, who are as friendly as the LAMP one, because it is quite really easy to build a sequence with LAMP, and we would like to build tools like this one. But what is missing currently, really missing, is this kind of tool for us, because we think we have a model which we have really based our approach on developing a model which is expressive a lot, which can provide a way of describing lots of activities involving rows, changing, so on, not only sequential activities and so on. And the problem now is, as the model is quite rich, but maybe quite far from teachers' way of describing activities, we have to find a way of reducing the gap between both of them. And it would be interesting maybe to see. For us, it's, I would say, une source d'inspiration, inspiration source. Okay, voilà. Thank you very much.
Of the different platforms, because you assume to use different kinds of platforms,
yes.
And about the metadata that you use, for example, you talk about reusing the scenario, the activity that takes place in a forum.
Mm-hmm.
So, what kind of metadata do you use? to describe this kind of activity so that it can be used by another platform, by another system in a meaningful way.
Okay.
How do you capture this metadata?
Currently, what we have done, you can say that we have just described services by using our language. It is just what we have done. So we consider that describing the services, I would say, it's not directly our problem. we are waiting for people who are working on web services, for instance, area, to provide some kind of metadata to describe the activities of a forum, for example, because a forum says that there is a moderated forum, there is a non-moderated forum, and so on. And currently what we just do is to say, we just say, okay, it's a forum. And then if we want to use the forum as a black box, no problem. We have some gateways that say, okay, in the description of the activity, it is a written forum. In this platform, here is some tools that can be used as a forum. And the link is done in some gateways. You make the link between this description in the formal description of the scenario and the existing tools on an existing platform. That means if you want to use another platform, you have to define other gateways. For example, we are currently trying to make the application run on Moodle. So we have to define the way a forum, okay, in Moodle, here are the forums that can be used, and we make the link.
So it's a service-based architecture.
Yes.
So you assume that others work, use services,
yes,
or at least they are able to communicate with services and exchange data.
Yes.
Okay. And about the rules that you mentioned, does this kind of description in your language allow you to represent different kinds of pedagogies, or the rules are...
We suppose so. We haven't made any assumptions of the
kind of
pedagogies to be used. Except maybe we consider we have at least a point of view which suppose that we have put emphasis on collaborative activities, most of the model has been designed for that, to describe activity occurring between people. Lots of people, not just one student doing something. You can do that. Of course, you can model activities just from one student, but the language is expressive enough, and it has been done to describe collaborative activities.
So does it contain any indicators of collaboration or...
In the language?
Yes. Evaluation of the quality of the collaboration or this kind of thing.
We suppose that to be described in another scenario, which is the observation scenario. So that you can describe, to describe the activity of observing, of giving some evaluation, it's quite easy. The problem then is to develop the learning object, which allows you to measure the collaboration. But what has been put in the language is there are two concepts which allows you to do that, which are the observable concept and the position concept. And observable is whatever concept in the language can be observed. So you can see who has done what, who is discussing with who, etc., etc. You have lots of information coming, the infrastructure gathers in the next database. In a database, lots of information coming from what is currently going on. So you can exploit then this information to present it to people within an observation scenario.
You exploit that through web services or manually to identify what information is useful. You identify manually what kind of information is useful, or you have web services which automatically identify the information which is.
I'm very thankful to Christine and also Christiane for coming over to tell us about this work. I first saw it about a year ago, and it was one of the pieces of work that seems to be most similar to the path that Langs have been down, and yet sort of within France, you know, sort of years of development, but now certainly that I've been aware of. And one that I still remember fondly was a game demonstration that wasn't shown today, but where to complete the game, the students had to achieve a number of different things, and it was only when all of those problems had been set that they could move on. And so, and that sophistication was something that certainly Lambs didn't have, because we couldn't do loops around things before we could go to another level. We are now just starting to look at how we would add that, and so we are now thinking, how do we do it as simply as you did it, as we add more complexity into Lambs, just when you were saying you wanted to try and mimic some of Lambs' simplicity.
Yeah.
So it's easy to look simple in Lambs if you only take a small set of problems, but the moment we start to go broader, then it's hard. Anyway, once again, my thanks for
the
presentation.
Thank you very much.